gotta find.
Gonna find.
Well,
him.
We'll just have to find him someone you will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, this one might get a little weird. Jackie, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you ever objected at a wedding?
No.
I don't know anybody that has, but I really want to find somebody. This is one of the texts that came through last week. So every week I do a segment called Scotty, You'll Never Find, and then I let people pick the rest of that sentence. So I figured we go with this one today, which Scotty, you'll never find someone that's objected at a wedding. Do you think it happens?
Yeah. It probably has. It's probably very rare, though.
Right, because they have that moment where, you know, they're like, if anybody objects, please stand up and speak now or forever hold your peace or whatever they said. And I just don't know if anybody actually has the guts to do it.
Do they even ask that question anymore at weddings?
I don't know. See, we had like a really small local elopement. So it was like my brother was the officiant. It was me, my wife, my son, and then her sister. So, and the photographer. So the only people that could have objected at my wedding were either her sister, my son, or the photographer. And if that kid would have objected, I'd be like, you better shut up.
It didn't happen at mine, but I wish it would have.
Oh, dang. Yeah, maybe that's a whole new topic.
Yes.
All right, well, let's start here. Have you ever objected at a wedding? Or even if you've been at one and somebody did? 312-946-4995. Scotty, you'll never find someone that's objected at a wedding. Tell me you've objected at a wedding.
A friend of mine attended her ex-fiance's wedding, sat in the aisle while they were, the new wife and he were coming down the aisle. And the gentleman's grandmother just kept saying to my friend, it should have been you. It should have been you. It should have been you.
Oh.
I don't know if that counts.
Oh, my God. And everybody could hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, that, you know what? That would throw a wrench in the wedding for sure. You know, I started looking up a couple things, too, because I was like, what even happens if someone objects at a wedding, right? Like, how do...
Oh, yeah.
So I was looking it up here, and it turns out, so if someone objects at a wedding, then the officiant pauses the ceremony and will chat with that person in private, and then they can restart the ceremony. And wedding objections, like the history of it, I'm like, why was that even introduced? I guess it was, you know, way, way back when, that the reason people would object is because of legal issues. So if one was married to somebody else already, there was a pre-existing vow of celibacy or commitment to the church, or someone being...
There was no internet back then where you could check on those things.
Or someone being underage without parental consent or close blood relatives. But you cannot object and have it stand for just emotional reasons. So that grandma was out of place.
Yeah, she was having a hard time with that.
Yeah.